welcome to Heartbeat. Today I'm talking on the God of the here and now. And this topic or this idea came to me one day when I was listening to my husband Bruce, who shares every day about different aspects of God. At the moment he's sharing on the Holy Spirit, but he shares and he has these two sayings, and he says that God is never far from you, and he also says that God will come to you where you are right now. And that's so true. God is a God of the here and now. Yes, he's dealt with what's happened in the past. He knows what's going to happen into the future, but he's so interested in where you are right now. And every second of every day, God is with you. Henry Nouwen wrote a book called The God of Here and Now, and he shares about that in our lives, the Spirit of God reveals himself in our ordinary, everyday circumstances. Because our God, who's extraordinary, comes to us who is very ordinary, but makes our lives extraordinary too. And you might go, but my life isn't extraordinary. I don't have that ability. It doesn't happen to me. No, it does. We just need to see with different eyes and be expectant with open hearts to see God encountering us in our everyday life. When Jesus was going to be born, it was prophesied that his name would be Emmanuel. God is with us. He is with us every second of every day. In Joshua 1, verse 9, it states, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified or dismayed or intimidated, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." He's with us every second of every day. So we don't have to worry about ifs and maybes and what ought to happen, what ought to have been happening if I've made a different choice. Because then we're, in many ways, looking back in the past. We're worried about our future, but we're not even looking at what's happening today. Let me explain it to you like this. The real enemies of our life are often the oughts and the ifs. They pull us backward into the past that we can't alter. Or they make us look forward into the unpredictable future. And we can get worried and concerned that, you know, look at my past and I don't see the future being any better. So, you know, what hope there is? No, but there is always hope in our God. He can alter the past. We can't, but he can. He can care about our future. But we need to be concerned about what is happening here and now, today. The real life takes place in the here and now. God is a God of the present. He's always in the moment. Be that moment easy or hard, joyful or painful, God is with us. He walks with us if we have cancer. He walks with us when we are out and are being delighted at the beach with a sunset. He walks with us on our journey of life, whatever is occurring in our life right now. And I want to tell you that God is with you. You may not feel it. Maybe you don't see him. But the more you come to know God, the more you'll have knowledge that he's with you and trust that he is with you. And you will sense the Spirit of God is with you. The past, like I said, we can't change. But in this moment of wherever I'm at, I know God walks with me. So when I get up in the morning and I'm going off to work, I say, Lord, may I do this day with you. May I sense your presence. May I know your spirit more. May I be in tune with you. May you show yourself, reveal yourself to me. I'm inviting him in to my life because he waits for the invitation. He doesn't push his way through. He might trip us up to try and get us to see that he's there sometimes, like he did with Saul, who became Saint Paul. But he wants an invitation. And my hope and my trust is knowing that God has the best for me, wants the best for me, but is with me with whatever I'm going through right now. And if I'm not coping well, I tell him. If I'm doing okay, I tell him. If I'm saying, Lord, I need your strength, I need your courage, I need your perseverance, I'm feeling very weak, I'm feeling very hopeless right now. Or, Lord, I claim your victory. I believe in you. I can't see it, but I still believe. I trust. I speak it out into the atmosphere of my life today. And I walk with courage and bravery forward into the future because I know God is with me. Remember that. God is with you in every moment of every day. But invite him in. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we know that you're a God that is present in our life. You're interested in our life. You desire to be with us, to have relationship with us. Well, we invite you, Lord, to come and have relationship with us. And Lord, if we forget you, trip us up to remind us that we have forgotten you, that you are interested in us. Lord God, give us the strength and the courage and the ability that only you can give. And we trust in you, Lord. Lord, may we take on the love that you have for people. May we take on the love that you give to us. And may it just fill us totally with you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you are the God that cares about us here and now, and that you are never far from us. Thank you, Jesus. In this we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.